Luke, now time for Four Down Territory. It's where we have an opportunity to ask you some kind of offbeat, off-the-field questions. There's a lot of connections here on the set this evening. We all went to high school in the Washington, D.C. area. Jeff grew up in Sterling. I grew up in Rockville. You were in Clifton. But unlike Jeff, you and I are both massive Oriole fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What's wrong with Jeff?
No, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I was a big fan of Cal Ripken, okay, but I was a bigger fan of Bruce Sutter.
I don't know who Bruce Sutter is.
What?
He's a Hall of Fame baseball player.
He's a pitcher.
Back when he was
reliever.
When they were black and white on the TV. Huh?
And they wore flannels all the time. The Orioles, though, under, you know, and it shows you what leadership can do, is that Angelos has finally gotten out of the way and let Showalter run the show, and the Orioles have been in the playoffs, and this year look like they could have been a World Series contender.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to watch because you struggle through those, whatever, decade of losing seasons, and to see them build, you know, through the farm system and with, you know, Dan Duquette in there bringing guys in and Buck, you know, teaching those guys how to play, you know, real Oriole baseball. It's been fun to watch.
The Oriole way.
Exactly.
All right, just second one here, okay? We're going to do a little trivia. Okay, did you get your degree from University of Virginia first?
Yeah.
Okay, and what? What topic?
Foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs,
yeah.
Okay. What is the brown building that's right in the middle of campus called?
Which brown building?
The big round building with lots of brick, the centerpiece.
The rotunda.
Okay, now,
rotunda.
What was
Starting
the home
easy.
Of Thomas Jefferson, and have you ever been there?
Monticello.
Have you been there?
Yes, I've been there.
Okay.
It's a rite of passage.
Very nice.
Good.
That is a rite of passage.
Exactly.
Both of these guys are Virginia grads. Jeff started as a business major, switched, and has his degree in economics from the University of Virginia, and a foreign affairs major. Was there a Loggeman legend among the Virginia football team?
You know, it's funny. I got there, and there was a statue being built right out front.
Nice.
I left 5 years later, and it's still being built. I think they got up to the knee now, but, it's slow progress.
It's just right there at the knee.
Just about an inch a year.
The only thing that's like that has my name on it still might be one of the lockers from a donation that I gave. The locker room project. So, somewhere buried in the back of a locker, my name is in there somewhere. All right, the last one here. I have heard that your favorite athlete is who?
Dale Jr.
Dale Jr. or Dale Sr.?
Well, see, this whole thing started with Josh Scobie, who's an avid hater of NASCAR. So I was, mostly giving a hard time. But, Dale Sr., obviously, look at him, the Intimidator coming across the checkered line.
Okay, now, look. I appreciate NASCAR, and I appreciate the ability and the skills of drivers. But to say that NASCAR drivers are athletes, Luke Bowenko.
I'm going to put you behind one of those wheels, Jeff, and we'll see.
Serious?
We'll see what Jeff Loggeman's got. Look at that guy.
Take you on a
go-kart
racing.
Look at all those people.
Any
going
day
crazy.
Of the week. Me and you.
Number three.
Go-karts.
Look at that mustache. Makes him more
sad. When Dale won the Daytona 500, and he and I were friends, he came out and hung out with us for a while. We had a very good time. But I would say that Dale turned into an athlete as a driver because he realized what it took to be as competitive as he eventually became.
Hey, greatest
I can't believe I'm getting outnumbered here.
Well, did you see that picture there? Were you asking him tips on the mustache growing? That's the real question.
We both had the same mustache.
That was pretty impressive.
About
so you think
years.
He's also an athlete too?
Well, I think those drivers have realized that you have to become more of an athlete. And if you see those guys, there's almost a size and a
being
a
in
model.
Shape and an athlete are two totally different things, guys. I mean, come on.
I mean, Jeff, you got Carl Edwards doing backflips off the car after he wins.
Right. Right.
Backflip after.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that can do a backflip, for heaven's sakes. Luke, come on.